Manny Pacheco, and welcome to a heaping helping of forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series offering Americana through actors from Hollywood's golden age. Joining me is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my close friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. Today we're going to explore the Great American Songbook. Typically described as a hypothetical construct representing the best important musical standards during the first half of the 20th century, the Great American Songbook principally comes from Broadway, musical theater, and Hollywood musicals from the 1920s to the 1960s, and it includes dozens of songs of enduring popularity. It is a vital part of the repertoire of jazz musicians. Historians have winnowed the top of the list to include Jerome Kern, Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, Richard Rodgers, Cole Porter, and Harold Arlen. I might also include Hoagy Carmichael to this fine, influential group. This brings me to Michael Feinstein, a contemporary of Michael Bublé, Tony Bennett, and Harry Connick Jr. Feinstein is an interpreter of and an anthropologist and archivist for the experience known as the Great American Songbook. In 2000, the Library of Congress appointed Feinstein to its newly formed National Recording Preservation Board, an organization dedicated to safeguarding America's musical heritage. According to Mr. Feinstein, as he explains here on Forgotten Hollywood from a televised documentary.
Toddling along here and there, whistling a song, not a care, certainly is fine. The world is mine, the world is mine.
It's a nice song, isn't it? Can you believe that the original manuscript for the song, which is by the Gershwins, it's titled The World Is Mine, it was almost destroyed, it was almost thrown away. You see, this manuscript was discovered in 1982 in the Warner Brothers Music Warehouse, along with a lot of other musical theater material. But at the time that it was discovered, nobody knew exactly what this material was. A guy working in the warehouse went to his boss and said, "I think there's some stuff that you should look at." And they were just getting ready to throw out boxes and boxes of all this old stuff. But now it's safely here at the Library of Congress. It's a rather interesting story as to how this manuscript was saved. Well, I was working for Mr. Gershwin at the time, and he turned to me and he said, "How'd you like to go to Secaucus, New Jersey?" I'll never forget the first day that I walked into that warehouse. A total of 87 original manuscripts were found, including such manuscripts as "I Got Rhythm, I Got Music," an early version of "The Man I Love." There were so many others. We found complete scores, boxes of orchestrations, original orchestrations that we thought we would never see again. There were manuscripts of Victor Herbert, Jerome Kern, Rodgers and Hart, Cole Porter, manuscripts of Leonard Bernstein's, of every major composer you could imagine. And we also found two early variant orchestrations for the Rhapsody in Blue. In 1938, Ira donated his first manuscript to the library. And through the years, through the next almost 40 years of his life, he donated a constant amount of material.
"It's Wonderful" is one that I've sung for so many years that it's become virtually a theme song for me. Many people first came to that song through the Gershwin MGM musical film An American in Paris, starring Gene Kelly. That was an extraordinary rendition. And when I've sung the song through the years, I've tended to do it very theatrically. However, it's nice to move back to the whimsical nature of the song and give it more of a gentle interpretation, thanks to my friend Cyrus.
"It's wonderful, it's marvelous,
you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. Just begun. Jack has found his Jill. Don't know what you've done, but I'm all a thrill. How can words express your divine appeal? You can never guess all the love I feel. From now on, lady, I insist, for me, no other exists. It's wonderful, it's marvelous, you should care for me. It's elegant, it's what I want, it's what I need to see. My dear, I feel so tinglish, I'll even overlook your English. It's exceptional, it's no bagatelle that you should care.
This is Manny Pacheco, and today we're exploring the concept of the great American songbook, Unforgotten Hollywood. Our tour guide is music historian Michael Feinstein. In 2008, the Michael Feinstein Great American Songbook Initiative was created. With headquarters in Carmel, Indiana, its twofold mission includes the preservation, research, and exhibition of physical artifacts, both published and non-published, of the Great American Songbook, and educating today's youth about music relevance to their lives. The initiative houses an archive and reference library, and plans exist for the creation of a freestanding museum. Let's check in with the amazing Michael Feinstein as he chats about his favorite icon from the Great American Songbook. His love for George and Ira Gershwin is legendary. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
One of the things that's amazing about George Gershwin is that his output was so prolific. He said that he wrote 12 songs a day to get the bad ones out of his system. What wouldn't I give just to hear the bad ones? So many. And there were, I can't remember if it's 800 or 900 published Gershwin songs, George and Ira and George with other collaborators. So choosing a song to say that it's a favorite is tough. But certainly one of the songs that is everybody's favorite and one that I love and never get tired of performing is Love Is Here to Stay, which was their last song together.
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend. The world and all its capers, and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean, in the way we care. It's very clear, our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time they go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble. They're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble. They're only made of clay. Our love is here, our love is here, to stay.
A life that isn't necessarily sunny. Likewise, the man who works for fame, there's no guarantee that time won't erase his name. The fact is, the only work that really brings enjoyment is the kind that is for girl and boy men. Fall in love, you won't regret it. That's the best work of all if you can get it. Holding hands at midnight beneath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. sigh after sigh. An iceberg if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. An iceberg if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it.
The Great American Songbook of George and Ira Gershwin on Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Michael Feinstein is committed to act as a spokesperson for the giants of the music industry. For example, his version of How About You has roots as a popular song composed by Burton Lane with lyrics by Ralph Freed. It was introduced in the 1941 film Babes on Broadway by Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, and an instrumental version appears in All About Eve. Thanks for checking in on Forgotten Hollywood.
When a storm is due, I like potato chips, moonlight, and motor trips. How about you? I like to dream of fame. Maybe I'll shine. I'd like to see your name right beside mine. I can see we're in harmony. Looks like we both agree on what to do. And I like it. How about I like it? How about you? I search for phrases to sing your praises, but there aren't any magic adjectives to tell you all you are. You're just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that stand by amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. So I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Like adorable and amorous and glorious and glamorous, they're insufficient when applied to you. To be euphemistical, to be eulogistical, I have to come up with a million words I never thought I knew. I try to be logical and sensible, but I'm incomprehensible whenever I begin to find a phrase. But they never say enough, they never tell enough. I already told you no vocabulary's swell enough. What did I do to say the things I have in mind? It's really absurd, there isn't a word to fit you. No matter where I look, I only seem to find delectable, delirious, magnificently mysterious. You're simply too spectacular to be in my vernacular. And so you see, I'm forced to go to the birds. The reason must be quite apparent that you are just too utterly, utterly wonderful and marvelous for words. Too apathistical. The sweetest words in Keats and Shelley's lyrics aren't sweet enough to be your panegyrics. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the bird to tell you you're colossal. You made my whole life possible and too marvelous. Oh,
Forgotten Hollywood examines the Great American Songbook with our good friend Michael Feinstein. He really puts the spotlight on Johnny Mercer. Too Marvelous for Words was featured in the 1937 Warner Brothers film Ready, Willing, and Able, as well as a production number in a musical review on Broadway. It then became a love theme in the 1947 film noir classic Dark Passage. It was sung by Joe Stafford. Later, an instrumental emerges as the love reuniting Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart is too marvelous for words indeed. As we proceed, Feinstein's upcoming references to Irving Berlin displays a unique sensibility to his urgent mission in salvaging timeless standards, as he provides a medley of tunes written by Harry Warren. Forgotten Hollywood captures this moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to be with all of you on this very special day. Irving Berlin once said, "History makes music and music makes history." And certainly our American popular songs are filled with very resonant memories. I'm going to sing for you two songs written by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon that were popular at the end of the Second World War. And I imagine that these are songs that our beloved veterans sang to their sweethearts when they came home. Each time I look at you is like the first time. Each time you're near me, the thrill is new. And there is nothing that I wouldn't do for the red light of the sight of you. Just grows and grows with every sigh. I become more mad about you, more lost without you, and so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? See you as years go by. I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true? There will never ever be another you. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you as years go by, my arms won't free you, my heart won't try. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if they?
This is Manny Pacheco, and we're sharing timeless audio gems from Michael Feinstein as we allow him to focus on his own personal project, the Great American Songbook Initiative on Forgotten Hollywood. A recent endeavor for the song stylist, the Frank Sinatra Project, was made into a PBS special. Let's follow his interpretation on Forgotten Hollywood.
Romance is a game for fools, I used to say. A game I thought I'd never play. Romance is a game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you passed by, and here am I, throwing caution to the wind. Fools rushing where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the day a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rushing where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love. So how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in. Thank you.
When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, we'll allow our virtual guest, Michael Feinstein, to chat about the Great American Songbook and how it tiptoed into the 1960s. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. This is Manny Pacheco, and you've discovered Forgotten Hollywood on your radio dial. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the incomparable Michael Feinstein sharing his untiring commitment to the Great American Songbook.
13 Women is one that I came to through a recording by Anne Margaret, who had done it, of course, as 13 Men. And she did it a few years after it was written in the 60s with the swinging arrangement, so it inspired Bill Elliott and myself to do a big band take on it. We're very pleased with the way it's turned out.
There were 13 women, me, the only man in town. And as funny as...
And I wanted to make sure that I had something connected with Sammy Davis Jr. And Once in a Lifetime is a song that he sang by Leslie Bricus and Anthony Newley. He did a lot of their songs. And Sammy was a great guy. I got to know him a little bit, as I did Sinatra, who was also wonderful to me. But Liza Minnelli took me to Sammy Davis Jr.'s house, and I was very nervous, even though I'd met him and he was great, but being in his home and seeing a pair of Fred Astaire's shoes in Lucite over there and all this memorabilia, it was pretty amazing. And he said, do you want something to drink? I said, do you have white wine? And he said, baby, we got all color wine here. And put me at ease.
We can explore the new and exciting land. For once in my lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. But this is my moment, my destiny calls me, and though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do great things.
One of the things that I've included on this recording are a few more pop or rock and roll oriented songs that have become part of the Great American Songbook. Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby was a thing that was a rhythm and blues song done by Louis Jordan, and then Dinah Washington did it and a lot of other people did it. But I wanted to do it because it gave me a chance to do something a little bit different with the big band sound. And I love that combination of that R&B flavor with a great big band doing it in the background.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
Fans have been absolutely great. People who enjoy what I do have come along with me for the ride, and that has been a great gift to be able to sustain a career taking chances and changing the way that I, in some ways, in some instances, fundamentally have interpreted the music. It's something that is necessary for an artist to continually have new creative experiences, and I feel like there is no time more important than right now to do everything that we want to do.
Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady.
Hollywood honors Michael Feinstein. The current historian of American standards has constantly felt that show tunes reflect a great deal of our great American songbook. A love of Broadway prior to and after its golden age marks a masterful degree of depth by Feinstein. Incidentally, the golden age of theater began in 1956 with Oklahoma and ended after the success of Cabaret in the early 1970s. The golden age on Forgotten Hollywood.
The odds were 100-1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned. For from history I had learned how many, many times the worm had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me, warning you that I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? Center, now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me, wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. Bow, bow, bow. Who's got the last laugh? Let's at the past laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Who's got the last laugh now?
Thank you for your continued support of Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco checking in. In 2009, Michael Feinstein performed Close to You in a moving tribute to Hal David and Burt Bacharach as part of the event Performance at the White House, Burt Bacharach and Hal David, the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. Forgotten Hollywood tunes in to listen to a most exquisite introduction by Feinstein.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The year 1924 marked the beginning of a full-time collaboration of two music legends, George and Ira Gershwin. Over the dozen years or so of their amazing collaboration, George and Ira created extraordinary songs that have become part of the fabric of our national language. Songs that are our goodwill ambassadors all over the world. To boot, George Gershwin also created amazing concert works like Rhapsody in Blue and An American in Paris. And not incidentally, Porgy and Bess is now enjoying a revival on Broadway with 10 Tony nominations. So on the legacy of the Gershwins, go. Eunice, Hal is so extraordinary in what he has given us. Bert, your music has changed my life. It's changed all of our lives. It has brought all of us closer to each other, and it allows us to be close to you. And if that isn't a cue for a song, I don't know what is.
Suddenly appear every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Every time you walk by, just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair, starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the boys in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
In 2010, PBS aired Michael Feinstein's American Songbook, a three-part television documentary depicting the history of American popular song up until 1960. Feinstein's memoirs, The Gershwins and Me, A Personal History in 12 Songs, describing his time while working with Ira Gershwin, was published in the fall of 2012.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Back Lot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio back lot. Every song has a story, they say, so I am in the music department, where the studio keeps records of music played in the movies. The studio also has a classic collection of reference books. One of them, the American Songbook, includes an introduction by the man we are saluting today, Michael Feinstein. two stories in the book caught my attention. Both are about trumpeter, singer, and bandleader Louis Armstrong. You probably remember the song Jeepers Creepers, but the movie it was in, Going Places, is largely forgotten. The song title refers to a racehorse who refuses to run unless Louis Armstrong sings to him. Lyricist Johnny Mercer says, and I quote, "My wife and I went to see a movie one night at Grauman's Chinese Theater, and Henry Fonda played a farm boy in it. In the movie, Fonda sees something that impresses him and says, 'Jeepers, creepers.'" Mercer said, "That just rang a bell in my head, and I wrote it down when I got out of the movie." The other Armstrong story is about the song, What a Wonderful World. An executive at ABC Records gave Satchmo the song to consider. Armstrong loved it and recorded it with an orchestra, but he only did the vocal. He did not play the trumpet. Larry Newman, the head of ABC at the time, hated the song and did not want to release it. But he did, but without any publicity. What should have been a fabulous follow-up to Hello, Dolly! Was a complete failure. It was a hit in England, but a flop in America. That might have been the end of the story. But when it was featured on the soundtrack of the film Good Morning Vietnam, it became a success in the U.S. Well, that's a wrap on my backlog for this week.
Gary Ligon, thank you for your contributions to our look at the Great American Songbook. Steve Guzman is our fine producer, and we thank you for your inspired initiative. The Michael Feinstein Great American Songbook Initiative recently sponsored a film series in the state of Indiana and featured cinematic classics, bless the uniquely American art forms, Broadway, and the music genre known as the standard. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood, and remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Stars without glitter, sun without gold, nightfall is bitter, endless and cold. Silent the city, silent the sea. There is no music for me. Gone the charms of her arms, gone the spell that dispelled all alarms, gone the bright twinkling light that beguiled as she smiled and enfolded me tight. Gone is the singer, lost is the song that I longed for all my life long. Once there was music, joyous and free. Now salty tears glisten, all night I listen. But there's no music for me. Now salty tears glisten, all night I listen, but there's no music.